From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In New York and Washington today, there were new developments in the anthrax story. An official from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it appears that anthrax bacteria found at NBC News in New York and at a publishing company in Florida are from the same strain, though not necessarily from the same source. And on Capitol Hill, more than 30 people appear to have been exposed to anthrax spores. The Capitol building is being inspected for contamination. Many staffers have been sent home. Meanwhile, in Manhattan, New York Governor George Pataki announced today that tests showed evidence of anthrax bacteria in his offices there. So far, there's no evidence anyone in the governor's office has been exposed, but it adds to jitters in a city that has seen two anthrax cases at network television newsrooms. From New York, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Two floors of the high-rise building housing Governor Pataki's Manhattan offices were closed for further testing and decontamination. Some of the 75 employees who work there are being examined, but so far there's no evidence any of them have been exposed to the bacteria. Many are taking the antibiotic Cipro as a precaution. Speaking from his temporary relocated New York offices in Midtown Manhattan, Governor Pataki sounded upbeat. The governor said that he is taking Cipro, but will not get tested for anthrax.
You know, we all, of course, get upset when this type of activity occurs, particularly when it hits home in your own office. But there's a very simple message. We can't let them win. These are evil people who we're going to drive back to their caves where they belong, and in the process we're going to continue to live our lives as New Yorkers. Maybe we'll be a little bit more diligent, but we're not going to overreact.
But Governor Pataki admits he has no idea right now who those evil people are. And like the case of anthrax exposure earlier this week at ABC News, the source of the bacteria in the governor's office is not yet known. And there is no known link to terrorist groups. The room where the anthrax was found housed part of the governor's security detail. Some of those officers were part of the anthrax investigation at NBC and ABC News. So the bacteria may have entered the building through those police. In the ABC News case, a 7-month-old son of a producer is being treated with antibiotics and is reportedly doing well. Late last week, an employee of NBC News in New York was exposed after opening an anthrax-tainted letter. She, too, is responding well to antibiotics. Governor Pataki and New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani continue to urge New Yorkers to remain calm. They said there are only a few cases and that anthrax is treatable and not contagious. But outside the 3rd Avenue building where the governor's offices are, some workers said they were deeply worried about their health. Only the governor's office area was evacuated. Wendy Oliverian works for an executive search firm on the 8th floor.
Yeah, I'm trying to live a normal life, but now that this has happened, I'm really afraid now, more than before. I've been worried, but now I'm afraid. I am not going back into this building until this is completely clarified. I think they should close the building, not take any chances. Any threat at this moment forward is a real threat.
Meantime, in Washington, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle said officials will close the 3 Senate office buildings for testing as a precautionary measure. It was announced today that some Senate staff members and Capitol Police officers were exposed to a form of the bacteria. They are being treated with antibiotics. Majority Leader Daschle declared, "We will not let this stop the work of the Senate." And speaking in California this afternoon, President Bush said it wouldn't stop the work of the nation.
Thousands of FBI agents are aggressively following every lead in our anti-terror campaign. And I urge Congress to act quickly to update our laws and procedures so we can better protect our country and punish those who threaten us. The terrorists want us to stop our lives. That's what they want. They want us to stop flying, and they want us to stop buying. But this great nation will not be intimidated by the evildoers.
The president said the government is responding quickly to offer preventative treatment to any American exposed to anthrax and to rapidly investigate any new case. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, New York.